Vrbo last-minute deals make chasing fresh mountain powder incredibly easy. With thousands of homes close to the slopes, you can easily get epic pow, freshies, first tracks, and more. No need for months of planning. In fact, you can't even plan pow. Pow is on its own schedule. Thankfully, somewhere in the world, it's always snowing. All you have to do is use the last-minute filter on the app to book a last-minute deal on a slope-side private rental home. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, we're diving into something truly special today, mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming swords while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? Yeah, parenthood can feel like that sometimes. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate the chaos with more grace, less stress, and ultimately raise kids who are strong, resilient, and ready to conquer their own worlds? That's where mindfulness comes in. Think of it like this. Mindful parenting isn't about being perfect because, let's face it, there's no such thing. It's about being present. It's about tuning into your emotions, your child's emotions, and the moment itself. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Madison, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do that when my toddler is having a meltdown in the middle of the grocery store? Trust me, I've been there. But here are five key takeaways to help you build your mindful parenting superpower. 1. Breathe. Deeply. Seriously. When things get crazy, our default reaction is often panic mode. But before you jump into reacting, take a few deep breaths. This simple act can calm your nervous system and give you a moment to choose a more thoughtful response instead of an impulsive one. Remember, kids are incredibly perceptive, so when they see you modeling calm, it teaches them how to manage their own emotions too. 2. Listen actively. Kids crave connection and validation. Put down the phone, turn off the TV, and truly listen to what your child is saying, even if it's a seemingly endless stream of mommy, mommy, look. Or daddy, daddy, I did it. Acknowledge their feelings, ask clarifying questions, and show genuine interest. This builds trust and helps them feel heard and understood. 3. Practice empathy. You know that feeling when you stub your toe and the whole world feels tilted? Kids experience big emotions too, sometimes bigger than ours. Try to put yourself in their shoes and understand why they might be feeling a certain way. Instead of saying, "Don't cry," try something like, "I see you're feeling frustrated. It's okay to feel that way." This validation can go a long way in helping them navigate difficult emotions. 4. Lead by example. We often preach one thing but do another, right? Kids learn by watching us. So if you want to raise mindful kids, start by practicing mindfulness yourself. Take breaks to meditate, practice gratitude, and engage in activities that bring you joy. They'll see your commitment to self-care and learn how important it is to prioritize their own well-being. 5. Embrace imperfection. There will be days when you feel like you're failing miserably as a parent. And guess what? That's totally okay. Perfection isn't the goal. What matters most is that we keep striving to be our best selves and learn from our mistakes. Remember, you're human, your kids are human, and sometimes life just throws curveballs. Think about the time you spilled juice all over yourself at a fancy dinner party. Yeah, those moments happen. Just laugh it off, wipe the mess up, and keep moving forward. That's mindful parenting in action. Accepting the chaos, learning from the mistakes, and showing up with love and compassion. Now let me paint you a picture. You're at the park with your little one. They're having a meltdown because someone took their swing. Your inner voice is screaming, just ignore it. But remember what we talked about. Breathe, listen, empathize. So instead of reacting defensively, you crouch down to their level, make eye contact, and say something like, "I see that you're really upset." It can be frustrating when someone takes your swing. Let's find another one together. You might even let them vent for a bit, validating their feelings without giving into their demands. See? Mindful parenting isn't about forcing calmness or suppressing emotions. It's about guiding our children through the storm with understanding and support. It's about teaching them how to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace, just like we strive to do ourselves. So remember those five key takeaways. Breathe, listen actively, practice empathy, lead by example, and embrace imperfection. It's not always easy, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. You're doing amazing work, parents. Keep going, keep growing, and let's build a world where mindful parenting is the norm. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges as a parent? How do you incorporate mindfulness into your daily routine? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media at @BuildYourStoicCore. And don't forget to subscribe for more tips and tricks to help you build that stoic core one mindful moment at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.